you will increase your efficiency 20% if you learn to do the tough things first, the ones you don't want to do.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness.
If you're going to make it a consistent practice of working Saturdays just because you think you've got to work 80 hours a week to be successful, you're just flat out wrong.
To the downside of venture capital.
Well, I guarantee if you don't sweat the small things, the big things are going to become a mess.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
Don't want to wait until you jump off the cliff to grab a parachute.
Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO and today's guest host. I'm Rob Artigo, your guest host for another edition of the Tough Things First podcast with Ray Zinn, the longest serving CEO in Silicon Valley. Hello again, Ray.
Hi, Rob. So good to have you back with us today.
And it's good to be back, and I have another good idea here, I think. We've talked a lot on Tough Things First on this podcast, many times about management and managing those leaders. So some factors are very obvious to me in determining whether or not somebody's a bad leader, but some things are not so easy to figure out and requires experience and expertise. And sometimes that's a learned experience you learn over time. So how do I know which leaders are good ones in my business and which ones are not so good?
Well, you know, the simple answer is because they meet their goals. In other words, if when you sit down with them and establish their goals and their objectives, and if they meet them, then they're probably a good leader. If, however, they're constantly and consistently missing those goals and objectives, they're either you are not a good leader in the sense of the word of helping them set those goals, or you're finding that they as individuals are just not capable of leading an organization or a particular function.
Well, help me out here in establishing a standard for goal setting. If I got a leader or a team of leaders that I want to mentor into being good leaders and make sure they're hitting their goals, what objective do I have in terms of making sure that they fully understand what that goal is?
Well, what I like to do is give them a goal that they fully understand. In other words, one that's completely within their scope of responsibility and capability, and see how they do. If you give them a real stretch goal or a tough goal, then you're not sure if it's because of the goal or it's because of them as an individual. So start off with something that you know they should be able to do and accomplish, and then build from there. And then you keep tightening up those goals as you see how they perform. So, you know, again, don't start off with the real tough goals thinking, oh, here, you know, this separates the men from the boys. No, you know, start out with the goals you know that they're within their purview and capability of doing and see how they perform. If they can't do that, don't even try to go to the next level because you're going to fail or they're going to fail. So, you know, that's how you kind of weed out the good managers from the ones that are not so good.
And I guess this comes with, you know, the type of experience you had going through business as you rose through the ranks and eventually becoming CEO with your starting Micrel, having a diverse background, experience within the business environment so that you understand how generally long it does take for something to happen. You can say, all right, well, I know in my experience, this is how long this basic task should take. And then you can evaluate it based on that. So having the background, right? And experience will help you understand what types of goals to put upon your managers.
Sure. Well, problem may be with you as a leader. If you don't know how to set goals or to properly motivate your people in accomplishing those goals, then you need to examine your skill set and what you can do and what you can't do. So, you know, certainly when you point the finger, you got three or four of them pointing back at yourself.
Right. And I was just thinking of this idea that if I meet one bad manager in the course of a day, you know, that's the manager is probably, you know, needs some work. But if I meet five or six bad managers at my business in a day, then chances are the problem's not with them.
That's a general statement, but yeah, that's probably true. If all your people are bad, you definitely have a problem.
Well, if I've identified a bad leader, and do I just fire the leader, or do I you know, going to put my mentor hat on and start helping them redeem themselves within the business environment. I mean, define for me what it's like to decide if somebody's worth salvaging and if somebody's just so bad they can't stick around anymore.
Well, you used the word bad leader. So, you know, they've already identified themselves as not a good leader. And if they're a bad leader, certainly, you know, there's no way you're going to be able to turn them around, or at least have any kind of a time frame that you can turn them around. So, you know, rather than just, you know, throw the baby out with a wash, if you've already identified them as a bad leader, I would say kick them to the curb.
Now, what if you've got people who are on the border between, you know, slipping over the edge to being bad and, you know, maybe they're generally good, but they have some serious weaknesses. When identifying those weaknesses, how do I approach the manager about addressing those particular areas or those weak points?
Well, we all have weaknesses. There's not any of us, you and I included in that don't have weaknesses. So, but weaknesses can be our strength. If you're a good leader, you identify your weakness and you improve on it. You build on that and make it a strength. So, for example, if you have some kind of muscle dystrophy or some other weakness in your physical being, you're going to go to work on that. You're going to turn that around. You're going to make it a positive. So I think weaknesses are good if we know them, identify them, and then we work on them. You know, like we talked about the muscle that is atrophied and you want to strengthen your legs or your arms or your shoulders or whatever it is that's a problem, or your memory. Maybe you got a bad memory, and you work on that. So weaknesses are good because we all have them, because it helps us identify where we need to improve and we need to strengthen. So don't condemn a person because they have weaknesses. I mean, just look at yourself. But what you do is you want to make sure they want to improve on that weakness and strengthen it. So I don't know of a single athlete that doesn't improve on their particular skill set by identifying where their shortcomings are.
And the good ones, the best ones, those athletes you're talking about, work on that weakness and they work very hard at it, but not at the risk of losing what they're already good at. They continue to foster that as well, right?
Sure. Absolutely. Sure. Because if you work on a weakness and lose your strength, that you're not getting anywhere. What you want to do is let a weakness become a strength. And then, of course, now you're stronger because you've repaired that damage or that weakness that you had. And now you're overall better off.
Thank you for your time, Ray.
You're welcome, Rob. Thank you.
Find out more at toughthingsfirst.com. Tough Things First is on Facebook. The book, Tough Things First, is also available out there. So please take a read. Also check out Ray's collection of short writings in the Zen of Zen. And make sure you take a moment to rate this podcast with your favorite platform. Thank you, Ray.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate being with me today.
You've been listening to Tough Things First, candid talk with Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO, Ray Zinn. Drop by the contact page at toughthingsfirst.com for more about the book, more podcasts, and links to Ray's Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages to keep up with Ray Zinn's wisdom daily.